City Current. Produced by Dakota Media Access. In-depth discussion with Bismarck and Mandan city officials. Watch on Government Access Channel 602 HD or tune in to Radio Access 102.5 FM. Always local, always current.
Welcome to City Current. I'm Mary Van Sickle, and we're here in the studios at Dakota Media Access. It's Wednesday, December 4th. I'm here with Jim Neubauer, City Administrator for the City of Mandan.
Good morning, Mary. Thanks for having us today.
Thanks for coming in. As always, we want to talk about what happened at the City Commission meeting last night in Mandan. Just starting out with some new business. This item really took the bulk of the meeting, and this was establishing a new street improvement district in the Midtown East.
Midtown East, generally east of Collins Avenue, and we'll move up into the last project where we left off. So, yeah, the commission approved a resolution establishing the district and some other resolutions that go along with that. So we will start that protest period on Friday.
Josh put a map up right now that shows this area, and this is a pretty big area. A lot of work's already been done. As you told me earlier, there's about 30% of the design work has been done just to get an idea of what this is going to look like. Yep, so there's a few different pieces here.
Right. And some folks may ask, why do you only do 30%? Because we'll do 30% of the design work. We'll have a pretty good idea on what the costs are and what the project entails. We've got water, sewer, stormwater, and roads, and curbs, and sidewalks, and things like that. We'll get an estimate on what the project will cost. Mm-hmm. We will send, like I said, we'll have a notice in the Mandan News on Friday next week, which would be, I think, starting December 16th.
Okay.
Or no, not December 16th.
13th.
December 13th.
Uh-huh.
The week of, we will be sending letters out to everyone in this district, which is, you know, we do that as a courtesy. It's not required by state law that we do that.
Well, and you mentioned earlier, too, that there's been a public meeting already but you notified the residents, and you said about 50 people showed up.
About 50 people showed up, and we've started taking that step to get more input, because no one knows the streets, no one knows where the water goes, no one knows where the sewer goes and things like that better than the folks that live in this neighborhood.
Yeah.
And so we invite them in, and I think we held that in November. And about 50, we sent a postcard out to everybody in the area, say, hey, come on in. We want to explain what we think the project is about, what it will entail. If you have items in your area that you think need to be addressed, let us know.
Mm-hmm.
We did a lot of talking about the ADA and the handicap accessibility ramps and sidewalks in this area, because there is some terrain in here. You know, there's some hills that we have to go up and down, and there's some steps on the sidewalk. And so our explanation was, no, it's not technically feasible to replace those steps, and they're in good shape, but we can't put a ramp here either. And so there's a lot of that discussion occurred.
Sure, sure. Lots of nuances in this neighborhood. Yep. If we could pop up that map one more time, I think it's really interesting, and our apologies to our radio listeners, you can't see this, but there's different colors here, and I think we want to talk about what is the distinction between these areas that are on this map. The whole area, all the colored areas, will be included in the special assessments. Some areas will see road and sewer improvements, and that is primarily, as I understand, the blue and the green on the south end.
And the colors are a reflection of what addition you're in. So we have Diane's addition, we have Old Town Mandan, we have a couple other additions in this area. Some of them, like you said, will receive, are in what we call a watershed district. So most in the yellow are on top of the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Rain hits their street, their roof, their driveway, it's moving down and moving into the blue and the green areas downhill.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that watershed district, when we assess the costs for stormwater and storm sewer, you are a contributing member, or your property contributes to the stormwater below. So we think you should be fairly assessed a portion of that cost of dealing with the stormwater.
Is it safe to say that that yellow addition up there, which is that Diane's,
Diane's addition,
is a newer neighborhood than the area below it?
Not sure of the year. I might say maybe in the 1970s is Diane's was done, but we've already done the streets. We did a street project up there several years ago. But again, their water is moving down the hill and down onto First Street and Main Street, which is to the south. And
again, would you say that it's newer than the area to the south?
Oh, absolutely. The south area is probably, you know, it's in one of our oldest, in the older neighborhoods.
That's what I thought.
Streets
just by
are
looking
in
at,
really
yeah.
rough shape. There is some curb and gutter that will remain. Some of it is still good, and we don't want to replace curb and gutter that is in good shape. And so we'll be very selective on how we do that, along with some of the sidewalks in this area.
Well, and I ask that question because we see this come up a lot in planning mm-hmm. and zoning and this watershed issue.
Right.
And when you have a development, especially in this is a great example of something that's north and higher up.
Yep.
Is topography changes dramatically in this area. It definitely affects that older neighborhood. It's had a big impact. That water runoff has a big impact, as before with fields and green space. It absorbs a lot more. But you start developing and putting road and hardscape in there and houses, it's going to run off, and it's going to increase that runoff for those neighborhoods below it.
Right. And we had to adopt a special assessment policy several years ago as a result of some legislative changes. They said, hey, if you're going to special assess, you have to have a policy. And our policy states that if you are in a watershed that's contributing to another portion, then mm-hmm. you know, part of that cost will be assessed to you. So where we only are doing a lot of the Diane's Addition, you won't see any road work going on because we've already done that. But they may receive a small assessment for water. And the water's going somewhere. I know a lot of people who live on a hill say, well, I don't care. The water goes downhill. And that's the folks that, you know, people downhill have to deal with the people uphill, their water.
You
and
change
that's
their
what we're
situation.
Trying to do.
Yeah.
Yep. Change your situation. So again, large project. Many streets are beyond a normal mill and overlay. Like I said, they've been there for 50, 60 years probably, and we'll need a full depth reconstruction, along with, you know, some sub base work. And again, curb, where we need to replace curb and gutter, we mm-hmm. will. Where we don't, we'll leave it. And again, trying to keep costs down and not just replace just to replace.
So residents will be notified. Mandan News will get the notification out on the 13th. Residents will get a in the mail.
Yep, Mandan News will have the resolution and the district in the newspaper this Friday.
Okay.
And then we will start sending letters out next week, which would be December 13th,
okay.
to everyone in the district that will say, here's what we estimate your assessment to be. And you may think, well, there's such a range in the assessment, why can't you pin that down a little bit better? And again, we're 30% through design.
Exactly.
By choice.
Right.
Because we don't want to go to 100% design, because then we've spent a lot of money if the district gets protested out. And therefore, like I said, we will send those letters out the week of the 13th. Folks will then have until January 6th, I believe, at 4:30 or 4 o'clock p.m. in which to file a protest, which is, you know, you don't have to state your reasons, but sometimes if you do, that helps us understand why you're protesting. Write it on a piece of paper. You can handwrite. Don't have to type it. Put your name, your address, and bring
it
in.
And that'll all be in the notification of how to respond.
They'll be in the notification how to respond, yes. So along with the estimated cost. And like I said, we usually have a pretty good range in there because one of the other things that factor in is that if a project comes in and we say it's going to cost $100 and the project costs $140, if it's 40% more than the engineer's estimate, then we can't move the project forward.
Sure.
So that's why we have to kind of be, the range is fairly large. We try and nail it down as well as we can. But
well, and I believe it was the mayor last night who did ask, what are the estimates at this point in time?
Yeah. And I think Justin said if you're in the street area project, it'd be like between $12,000 and $14,000. And don't quote me on that because I don't have it written down with me, but I think that's what we're looking at. The whole project we're going to be replacing water lines, sanitary sewer lines added quite a bit to the cost of this project, but we're looking at about $8.1 million in total.
Total.
And like I said, with what we're now calling the Municipal Infrastructure Fund money, which is formerly known as the Prairie Dog money.
Okay.
So we're getting money from, you know, oil and gas revenue. Each city gets a share. We are kind of set a precedent with our Southside project where we're buying down the cost of the street by 20%. So we'll use the street in this area is about 5.1 or 5.2 million. We will buy that down to by 1.1 million
Okay.
Netting out to about, we'll be assessing about $4.5 million to the residents in this area. The other portion of it, like I said, there's a big difference between 8.1 and 4.5. We'll be using Prairie Dog money for the street portion of $1 million. We also have water and sewer, which is about $2.8 million in this project. So we'll be funding that with part Prairie Dog money and part of our water and sewer utility funds that we have.
So there's a funding formula.
There's a funding formula that we put in so that when we put a project together, how is it going to be paid for?
Okay.
And like I said, we're looking at using both special assessment for $4.5 million and Prairie Dog money for, I think, $2.8 or $3 million and water and sewer funds.
We talked about the estimated special assessment for those areas that are getting roads as well as the sewers. But the area north, up on the hill, that's considerably different.
Considerably different. The area up north will just be a stormwater portion. So I think it was between 13 and 4 or 14 and 15 cents per square foot.
Okay.
So if you have a 10,000 square foot lot, it's probably $1,400.
So that'll be outlined again in the notification.
Yep. And again, you won't be paying if you're in a stormwater, you're in the district. If your only contribution is stormwater, then your assessment will be much less because you're not paying for the streets for everybody else in that district.
Sure. Okay. Well, it'll come back and we'll be
Back and we'll probably talk about it on January 8th.
All things moving forward, if it all moves forward, what do you estimate the timeline could be for this project?
Construction timeline, we hope, like I said, January 6th is the due date on the protest. Mm-hmm. The city commission will consider those protests on January 7th. If it's protested out, we kind of have to go back to the drawing board, start over. If we move forward, then we'll look at probably bidding in February, March, April, and we would like construction to start the spring of 2020.
Oh, okay.
And hopefully
so this
be done.
Is next summer.
Yep, next
you
summer.
You can do it.
If all goes, if it's not protested out, then we would look to starting the project the spring of 2020 and be done by, you know, October is usually the date, October, November of 2020.
Sounds good.
And then finalization usually will happen the summer of 2021. If there's some chip sealing or something like that, usually comes a year later when the temperatures are adequate, and then special assessments after that.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about it again.
We'll talk more.
Next meeting. Also under new business, and this has a lot to do with you.
Yep.
You became an official full-time employee last night after almost 20
almost,
years.
Almost 20 years. My start date was February 1st of 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point in time, like I told the commission last night, the city had not had a city administrator position created before. They took a kind of a combination of the city auditor position with some additional duties and things like that and created this position. The board at that time, and a lot of boards across North Dakota, I think Fargo, Bismarck, Wahpeton, maybe Grand Forks had a city coordinator. Very few city administrator positions were in North Dakota, and they weren't sure. And, you know, we did a one-year contract right away. I survived the one-year contract, and with, like I said, the board has been
19 times.
Yeah. We've done three-year contracts since that point in time.
Okay.
Board has been, all the boards and the mayors have been very good to work with and continue to be. And like I said, so we finally felt that, you know, whether I'm here or not, and I guess I don't have plans to leave, some may.
Well,
the position is needed.
Right.
And
it's security for the future as the time goes on. Yeah. Eventually you will be gone at some
absolutely.
Point.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And everybody, I think all the major cities in North Dakota, Minot is a different form of government. They have a city manager, but your Williston's, your Dickinson's, your Devil's Lake, Fargo, Grand Forks have all moved to a city administrator position. Jamestown recently did that. And I think they're finding value in that position to kind of help coordinate all the departments.
Yeah.
Prior as a city auditor, you're an auditor or you're an engineer or you're the building official or you're the fire chief or the police chief. And there wasn't an individual or a position that kind of helped coordinate all these things that was kind of left up to the city commission as a board to do. Pretty tough for them to do when they're part-time, they're not full-time, you don't have a full-time mayor, you don't have full-time commissioners.
Sure.
So the position was created, and I hopefully we've brought some efficiencies and some cooperation between all the departments, which I think is noticeably demonstrated over the last 20 years that people are talking to each other, and that's always a good thing. So,
and it should be mentioned, I think the mayor said it last night, he brought this issue forward. You've been rolling along without, it doesn't matter. Yeah,
we've been
much
talking to
you,
it for several months and said, you know,
yeah.
And my position is, like I said, whether it's me or not, this position is it's a needed position within the community.
An established position with the city that is recognized regardless of who fills
the
position.
So I like to say it's not about me, it's about the position.
Correct.
And this position, you know, with a cooperation from all our departments, has been absolutely tremendous over the years. And we work, I think, really well together. We don't always agree, and I'll be the first to say that. I don't always agree with them, and they don't always agree with me, but we're free to talk about it, and we work things out. And hopefully, you know, our goal is to work for the betterment of the city of Mandan, and I think all of us do that.
Sounds good. Well, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
You're official.
It's, nothing really changes in the day-to-day world, other than we don't have to go through a contract negotiation every 3 years. So that's, I guess, a good part and less stressful part for my hand, and maybe less stressful for the commission's hand on that. So
All right. Also under new business last night, some commission appointments to the Architectural Review Commission.
Yep.
You had someone come back to the commission. Actually, she's a city commissioner too. Amber Larson was reappointed to the commission, and then you had a new individual as
We have a new appointment, Chad Peterson, and again, kind of goes back to, we've talked about this before, and we start talking about in the fall, is all of our volunteer boards and volunteer positions we have. I think we said we have 18 different boards that you can volunteer to be on. We've got 118 or 120 volunteers that help shape city policy. This, with the Architectural Review Commission, Amber and Chad were appointed, and we're happy to have them. And I said, I think we're close to having, we'll be back to the commission for some more appointments in December and in January. Some of the boards don't meet that often, so there's not a reason just to meet. Because people's time is valuable. And like I said, I think we're getting close to being ready to bring all, I think there were a couple different boards that we were still looking for members. I think we've got those members now, but if you are interested, we always say, feel free to investigate and look and see where you might be interested in.
And you've got,
in.
Again, all that on cityofmandan.com.
Absolutely.
All right. Resolutions and ordinances last night. John Van Dyke came forward with a revised engineering and planning application fee schedule. This is somewhat of an annual thing.
For the average user, not real exciting stuff. But as part of our budget process, every year we look through all of our fees and what we charge, and are we being fair? And are we, you know, if an application comes in and it's taking us, you know, 10 hours to review, are we charging appropriately for that? John had made some recommended changes. A few of those fees went up a little bit, but he also removed a couple of fees that weren't needed. And so, like you said, we don't always increase our fees. In this case, we removed, I think, three of them that we didn't feel were necessary.
All right.
Annual process.
Yeah. Another thing that came forward last night, which is not necessarily an annual process, but following a decision by the legislature this year, and your city attorney, Malcolm Brown, brought it forward, and this was penalties, fees regarding mostly traffic.
Traffic
issues.
Violations. The state of North Dakota, last legislative session, put in a revision, an amendment in the Constitution, in the code, that says cities can up to double what the state fine is for going through a stop sign or something like that. Before we could not go above what the state law was. State law hadn't changed for many, 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 many years. And so now, if you're a city, it's your decision. If you want to double your fines for moving violations and traffic violations, go ahead and do that. We know that Bismarck did that, I think, in August. And we know that checking around the state, most of the other communities are doing the same thing. So we'll, like I said, Malcolm presented that. Police chief was asked, Chief Ziegler, about it, and he said, you know, their act is a detriment.
It's overdue.
We hope that you know, running a stop sign, for example, might be $20. Someone may not care about $20, but maybe they'll care about $40, and they'll be more observant and pay attention. So it's about trying to deter bad
actors.
These
go in effect pretty quickly?
We will have, this was the first consideration last night. We will have a second consideration on December 17th. And they would be ineffective after that.
Some other housekeeping that came forward last night was your building code updates. And this, again, is following state building codes.
Every two or three years, the state will update their building code. Sean Aradnick, our building official, brought forward and said, okay, we want to do the update. And here are, I think, two or three items that we might want to do something different. Again, it's a matter of, you know, the city could write our own building code. We really don't want to do that. The state will adopt their code. And if we feel that there are amendments to make to that, then it's up to the cities to make those exceptions to the code. So Sean recommended a couple of exceptions to that. Commission adopted that. And again, first reading. Second reading will be December 17th, and then I think those are set to be effective after the first of the year, so starting January 1 of 2020.
All right.
Not a lot of building going on in December.
Yeah,
so it's a good time to do it.
Under resolutions and ordinances also was something we've been talking about for a while, and the commission has been dealing with is the issue of murals and public art in the city. This was kind of sparked by an issue with the Lonesome Dove and them putting up a sign, if you will, over there. And so that's all kind of rolled into this.
We've been dealing and we've been talking this for some time. And again, to kind of repeat what we talked about, I think it was last week or last time we were together, was, you know, there's a lot of work that gets put into writing ordinances. It's not just, oh, the commission decides, well, I want to do this, and within a week it's done. I think we had spent 6 months to a year and drafting some ordinances regarding murals, had looked at every, you know, the communities around North Dakota, what are they doing?
Yeah.
We adopted some ordinances that are reflective of what everyone else is doing. We were challenged on it. We have since, you know, last night the board passed a resolution, in essence, that will grandfather in the Lonesome Dove's sign and mural. And we also made some final tweaks to our ordinance on murals. And hopefully the commission adopted those and we'll move forward from here.
And that document was in your agenda packet. So people can see the language in there and what was changed.
Right.
And how
document
it's been
was
updated.
In the agenda packet. Actually, the attorneys for the Lonesome Dove had made some recommended changes on Monday, I believe, and of this week, so that we, John presented some additional tweaks to it based on those recommendations and consultation with our attorneys. And like I said, we will try and have those attachments up on the website today so that you can get the full, what the commission passed. Because like I said, what was on the agenda packet last Friday was tweaked a little bit to what they approved last night.
As I understand, though, it made it more generous. I mean, it wasn't more restrictive.
It was more generous.
Actually,
correct.
Yeah, allowed and, for more.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. So the final word on this is that businesses in these commercial areas that are interested in doing a mural on their property, please
talk
please
to the city, come in and
check
and,
this out before you start.
Right.
Artists as well.
Yes.
If you're being commissioned to do this information is now available.
And we've had artist input, and we did at the beginning, and we had additional artist input in what we crafted here that was approved last night. So again, if you're thinking about it, if you're interested, come and talk to us first. And we'll help walk you through the process. It's not onerous. It's not anything like that. But we just want to make sure you understand, here's what you can't do and here's what you can't do.
Right. It's pretty broad. I mean,
very broad.
It allows for a lot of creativity, certainly.
Yes.
And I think the restrictions, as I understand it, really all have to do with public safety.
Correct.
And distracted driving, these kinds of things. You just don't want to promote that.
Yeah, something if someone's going to put something on the face of their building and all of a sudden we have two or more accidents there because people are gawking or they're looking or not paying attention and it's causing issues there, then we're going to have a discussion.
Yeah.
And we'll move it from there.
Absolutely.
And so like I said, our advice would be come and talk to us first and we will walk you through the process. And I think folks will find it not very onerous in any way, shape or form.
Okay. Again, talk to you guys before you start the process.
Yep.
Regarding the Lonesome Dove, the lawsuit and that whole thing, as I understand it, then the city will be asking for a dismissal of
the
lawsuit?
Right, because like I said, the changes that we made in the ordinance really render the arguments that have been made by the Lonesome Dove and their attorneys kind of moot. Mm-hmm. And so what left is there to litigate?
Okay.
There might be something, not saying there isn't something that Their attorneys may want to litigate, but from all practical purposes,
at this point in time,
we will file a motion to dismiss.
Okay.
And hopefully we'll put this behind us and move forward. Again, our goal all along has been to promote public art.
Yeah.
How do we do that in a safe and reasonable manner?
More comes because of it. That'd be great to see. Well, that pretty much wraps up the meeting last night.
Okay.
However, the mayor did mention that last week, because of the weather, Santa's arrival was canceled, was
absolutely
postponed.
Yep.
So that has been rescheduled, and as we know it right now, that date is
December 17th.
Okay.
And we would say check the Mandan Progress Organization's website. They are kind of updating because, like I said, had a couple of redos from the snowstorm and the weather.
Yeah.
And we know that they'll be working on the final details for that. But right now, as we sit here today, on December 4th, Santa will be coming on December 17th,
which
on
is
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yep.
And we're talking about late afternoon, 5 o'clock.
Yep.
Again, check the website. We don't know if they've made all the final details.
Still working
on
the details.
Yeah.
And like I said, I think one of the other events that went off was Shop Small Saturday. I know that there was a lot of weather going on, so those who went out, and I know Ellen did a great job, and I think we had over 30 businesses participating. Check our Facebook page out and go patronize those businesses that opened up. And like I said, we always encourage people to shop local.
Sounds good. And I wanted to mention, since we had a couple of minutes left, you put out the Mandan Messenger.
Mm-hmm.
You produce this, which information goes to all citizens.
Right.
And you post it online. And I was looking at this. So we got a couple of things that we did want to talk about. And one of them was... we've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. You're doing paperless utility billing,
yes.
And you're encouraging people to sign up for Smart Hub e-bills.
Yep, we've had a great response. We kind of rolled this out the early part of November.
Mm-hmm.
If you sign up for paperless billing and online payments and things like that, you can receive up to a $10 credit your first month.
Okay.
This is in effect. So you have November, December, and till January 31st. If you sign up and between now and then, you'll get a $10 credit on your next utility bill. Again, our goal is to minimize the amount of paper that's being sent out of City Hall.
Hopefully
and coming into City Hall.
Get a bulk of people doing
yes.
that. The other thing we want to talk about on the Messenger as well, it was elections and candidates and the circulating petitions can start in January.
On January 1st.
Got a number of positions open in Mandan and Morton County.
From a city standpoint, we have from City Commission, I think Mayor Helbling and Commissioner Davis and Commissioner Brown are all up and will decide if they want to run again or not. And again, you've got, you can start circulating their petitions as early as January 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
Until April 6th.
Three positions on Morton County, a couple on Mandan School Board, as well as three on the Mandan Park Board.
Yep.
So there's some open positions.
And our municipal judge, I think Judge Gautzman is one of those too. So again, be thinking. And like I said, we talked earlier about all of the committees we have and volunteers we have. And a lot of commissioners come from one of those committees that they really enjoyed serving on. So it gives you a taste and a flavor.
And just one more thing from your Mandan Messenger, and that is people to check their sump pumps. We got
absolutely.
A real high water levels going on. Groundwater's high.
Groundwater's high
in the area. So
right.
Yeah.
If you want to, during certain months like the wintertime, where summertime, we ask if your sump pump is running. Have a healthy garden or healthy flower bed, so it's running away from your house. In the wintertime, if you want to put that into your sanitary sewer drain, please. We've got a quick and easy form for you to fill out. We just need to know who's doing it.
Because typically you don't want people dumping the water back into the system.
We don't want it back into the system because it affects the, I won't say this correctly, but the biological action that happens at our wastewater treatment plant. If we have too much clean water coming in there, affects how it operates, and we just need to know how many.
Yeah.
And like I said, other than that, we would prefer that it goes out into your yard or goes out into your flower beds.
Okay, but there's an easy form.
Yes.
You want to do this in the winter, get online citymandan.com/engineering.
Yes.
Or go to the engineering and planning office at City Hall.
Yep.
It says it right there in your Mandan Messenger.
There
Very
we go.
Convenient. So I want to just say happy holidays, because we aren't going to see you for a while. We're Manda and Bismarck have doubled up on the meeting, the next meeting for the end of December, so we will not be coming back together for City Current. We won't see you till probably the January 8th,
2020.
Yeah, there
and
we go.
So, like I said, from City Manda's standpoint, thank you for hosting City Current for, I think we're on a couple of years or 100 episodes or something like that.
We've got a few under our belt now, and you've got 20 years under your belt, and I'll hit 20 years here at Dakota Media in January as well. So you and I pretty much started at the same time in our current job. So it's always been good working with you. So thanks for being here, and I'll see you in January.
Yep. And happy holidays to everybody, too.
Yeah,
Merry
sounds
Christmas.
Good. And thank you for tuning in to this edition of City Current.
For more information on what was discussed in this episode of City Current, visit cityofmandan.com or call 701-667-3215. If you have any suggestions, comments, or issues you would like addressed in future City Current episodes, contact us at info@freetv.org. This program airs on Government Access Channel 2 and 602 in HD, or on Radio Access 102.5 FM. It's also available as a podcast on radioaccess.org and as a video viewing link at freetv.org. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of City Current.